This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Morning time is 9:07. Temperature remains the same. Overcast skies, 29 degrees at our downtown studios, corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. I am Chad Holmes. It is our number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And we're very happy to have Bob Look with us here on this New Year's Eve, wrapping up 2024, getting ready for 2025. Also very happy to have on the other side of the glass our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
And,
good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
You're going to have one final opportunity to play our number for the day quiz at the end of the show.
That's right.
Can I play the part of that call? You make to like wants to be a millionaire.
Phone a friend. I think that you could get a little discussion here.
Well,
I
mean, I'm just saying,
because he always has. You have the final answer, just like the. Man, my mind is. Who wants to be a millionaire?
My mind was. Regis Philbin.
Exactly.
Was hosting the original.
Oh, I still remember watching that back in the. Early 2000s,
my family and I back
used
in the
to
day.
Watch it every morning. I still remember those three lifelines. It was a phone a friend, 50-50,
yep.
And ask the audience.
Yeah, and have the audience.
50-50 was my favorite, though, because sometimes when you ask the audience, even the audience didn't know.
Oh, sure.
All right.
So they have all four answers, and it's like, well, they're not very high percentages, so I don't think anybody really knows.
Well, we're not giving you a 50-50. We'll give you a phone a friend here today. Since you
I'll do my best.
Have Bob across the way. By the way, Bob, you got to hear about Ian, what he got for Christmas. Because coming up here in a couple of weeks, he's got a very special Christmas gift he's going to take advantage of. Tell Bob about, because I know how excited you are.
Yes, I am. Well, this Christmas, my mom and dad gave me the biggest a surprise that I have ever had in Christmas. This, in a little less than 3 weeks, I'll be going to Disney World.
Whoa!
I'll be going there. I leave on the 19th of January. Uh-huh. I fly out of Milwaukee, and then I'll spend 3 days in Disney World, and then I come back on Thursday. So I am super excited. I've already started my planning, and I just can't wait for this trip.
Wow, that's so awesome. Great, man. Disney World?
You know Ian's dad pretty well.
Yeah, Buck. I've known him for quite a few years. You know, when I first moved into town, first met him.
Fantastic. And one more thing, Ian, before we continue on the big picture here. As we come to the end of 2024, how many theatrical productions were you in this year? In 2024.
This year?
Yeah, how many were you in?
Yeah.
If I think back to the beginning of the year.
You're up to, what, 73 total?
73 total, I think.
Performances.
He's been in 73 shows. That's amazing.
Wow.
Have you ever seen Ian on stage? You should do it. He
saw me on stage.
Really? Oh, yeah, at the reading. It can still happen here, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed that performance. It was very well done.
But how many? How many shows? I'm just curious.
I'd say I'd done. Well, let's see.
I know I saw you a couple of times.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Three.
So
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but I saw you in two of them, so that was very impressive.
I try not to do more than. I try to keep it like it, and have like
a manageable
a three or four. If I try to do anything over than that.
Well, then you're a professional. We can't have that.
Yeah, we don't want you.
I overexert myself, especially if I do like two shows back to back, and I try to do another show.
I was going to say, did you ever have the situation where you suddenly start taking script from one of the shows you did previously that would suddenly rear its ugly head on the show that it wasn't a part of?
I actually haven't had that happen. However, I have had the times where I mixed up the songs and dances for one show and incorporate them into another because I'm trying to memorize both of
them. See? That's tough, man.
That's one of the disadvantages of doing two shows simultaneously.
Yeah, I think that would be. And as we wrap up the year, one of the things that I've most enjoyed is when we have an opportunity to bring in some of the kids who are cast members for these shows. Yep. I just love the opportunity, both that and when I bring in the student athletes to talk as well. And, you know, you always think about all this political talk and everything else. And then you have an opportunity to give people that are really excited to come and talk about their events and talk about their shows and everything else going on. And as we go into 2025, hope to be able to do a whole lot more of that and to add to the, you know, the positivity. Because I think that as we go into the new year, like you said, with the Jimmy Carter quote, I thought that was really, really a good thing to put on the discussion, because I do think that we're going into a year where there's going to be, I think, a lot of, at times, tension. But we also have to keep our eye on the ball in terms of trying to live our best lives, don't we?
The old accentuate the positive type of a way of looking at things. And again, there's a lot of things that could go a positive way. We don't know what the future holds. We who knows what could be, you know, right around the corner, what could be happening, you know, as the year goes on. There's a lot of friction going on in parts of this world. The Gaza situation, yeah. And that is getting tougher. And then they threw out the strong man from Syria. And now, I mean, that's a country being.
Real quickly. That situation along that line, and what we've seen in other areas with the two impeachments in the Far East.
Yeah, South Korea.
Things happen so quickly and so unexpectedly, yeah. Don't they? I mean, when it comes to, because who would have thunk that that Assad would be thrown out that quickly? Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, amazing.
Well, the one thing about it is that what you really think is important today, next month could be so back of your mind, it was like, why did I even waste the time thinking about it? Things can change in a heartbeat, and I know that. You know, my life's had a few of those in there, and it's like you kind of, you take that deep breath and try to move forward as best as possible.
As we do look into 2025, what are the things that you're looking at in terms of the news and in terms of what we can expect this coming year? Do you think that we're going to have, is it going to be as chaotic as some folks think? Do you think that the system will hold? And as you talk about, you need to have majorities, and it's such a thin majority right now for the Republicans in both the House and the Senate that it's going to be a lot more difficult maybe to have the chaos that some people are expecting.
Well, right now the story is basically what's going on the Republican side. The mega part of the party is now clashing with the financial part of the of their being Elon Musk, thinking that he's more than just, you know, throwing money into it to get things his way.
He's bought a voice.
Yeah. Well, you can buy voices all you want, but sometimes
he thinks, though.
Your best plans never seem to work out just quite the way you thought they would. And again, political stuff is always a little up and down. And who, as I said before, who knows what's going to happen in 2 weeks and 2 months? I mean, things can just suddenly, or the attention span just gets directed someplace else real quickly. And when you throw the world into the equation and how uncontrollable it is, you never know.
I'm actually very early on in this, you know, year, very quickly, in fact, I'm curious to see how both Trump and his allies and also the Democrats handle these confirmation hearings. I do think I'm curious to see how the Democrats position themselves early on here in 2025.
Well, again, let things play out. Let the facts come out. Let the things. And again, when they go to those hearings, there are questions, and you are, you know, supposed to be, you know, telling the truth when answering the questions. We'll find out.
Well, but I think that the Democrats do need to be sharp with their questioning. I think that allowing to say, okay, well, no, they got, there's a lot. I mean, there are some of these folks that are going to come up when Kash Patel comes up. You have to ask, if Donald Trump says prosecute this person or investigate this person, what are you going to do? I think that there's some very straightforward questions that are not even have to be considered, you know, overly confrontation. There's general questions. Hey, this is a situation. I just think that they have to be a little more, you know, standing up for, frankly, for a lot of the people that are concerned. And I understand where you're coming from, but I do think that just to sit back and to let the Republicans eat themselves is not enough for the Democrats. You have, also, the Democrats have to put out some positive ideas. Even if you're not going to get them through, you got to talk about them. You got to say, hey, these are things that we believe in. Sometimes I don't think the Democrats do that nearly enough, as maybe as much as the Republicans do.
Well, answering questions in front of a legislative, finding out your thoughts on things, we've had Supreme Court nominees that have basically just said one thing during the investigations and did another thing in the actual in the actual, you know, comment that was originally made. So you just have to take it, you know, with what they present, but use the facts, use the past tense. You know, what have they done in the past? How have they, you know, viewed things in the past? There's a lot to be played out in here, and frankly, I think the more confusion and the more, you know, back and forth biting at one another is beneficial for Trump and what he wants to, you know, try to accomplish, because the more deflection of focusing on what he's really trying to do kind of gets buried and watered down.
I want to delve into that a little bit, because I do think that that's an interesting thought.
The Democrats just need to get on the ball and catch the Republicans with their hand in the cookie jar.
Well, easier said than done, the way it's been going.
You got cookies?
There you go.
Oh, I thought he had cookies.
I wish I did.
I could go first.
I know.
I brought in cookies last week, and he kept asking for more, I tell you.
They were good cookies.
I know. It's like, you have still some cookies? No, I didn't know. They're back
and
home.
And I came here today without any gifts. I mean, I feel really bad.
You're just being here.
Well, I'm retired, enough. You know. There you go. Fixed income. So
we'll be back in 2 minutes. More with Bob Look coming up, and Ian as well, here on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:21 here on this Tuesday morning. Again, last week was kind of odd, where we have the holiday on Wednesday. I mean, everything was just weird. You know, the days of the week were odd. Even I was talking to you earlier about doing some hockey games on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I got done with the game on Sunday, and I'm thinking it feels like Saturday, but nope, Monday tomorrow.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Exactly right.
I still think it's better if the holidays are on a Friday, because then at least you get a 3-day weekend.
Or Monday.
Right.
Something like that.
Well, true. Yeah.
Well, it you know, Christmas is, you know, and New Year's is basically whatever it is, because it's that particular date. Like St. Valentine's Day is always February 14th, yeah, whether it falls on a weekend or in the middle of the week. So, yeah, but again, Thanksgiving that changes. It's a Thursday. That's the only thing that's for sure, but it's the date is going to be changed. So I look at it, well, maybe because my whole life is a little different now, where I don't have, like poor old Chad here and poor old Ian with jobs.
Everything
I have to, you know, live by it. So I can just basically, you know, float around and, you know.
Absolutely. Real quickly before we continue our discussion, I want to remind folks that tomorrow may be New Year's Day, but we're still going to have a big high school sports show tomorrow evening from 6 till 8 p.m. Jeff Gress and myself will talk about what's been going on with the holiday tournaments in Vora with high school basketball and hockey. Plus, we'll have a couple of special guests at 6:25. We'll be joined by Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper. They had a nice win last night on the road at Lakeland by 10 points. So we'll talk about Merrill High School boys basketball with Troy Pieper at 6:25, and then at 7:06 we'll be joined by one of the captains of the Wausau West hockey team, Jake Hain, as the Warriors had 2 wins in 3 games at the showdown in Titletown this past weekend and are 8-4 on the season. We'll talk to Jake Hain about his team, talk about being a captain, talk about things offside, outside the ice, and everything else as well tomorrow night. So again,
it's pretty good 2 out of 3 where they're playing.
I know,
the teams they played,
it's been a while too. It's been a long time since they won 2 out of 3 of that tournament. So
yeah.
So Jake Hain from Wausau West at 7:06 and Troy Pieper from Merrill at 6:25, plus Jeff Gress and myself tomorrow from 6 till 8. Big high school sports show here on 98.9 WXCO. We're kind of even off the air kind of talking about the perspective that we'd kind of like to see with the opposition coming up in 2025. And I'm a little more pugilistic, I think, at this point when it comes to what I want to see the Democrats do. And I get the sense that you think that if you give the Republicans and the MAGAs, and you're already seeing it, some of the infighting, a little more rope, that they're going to use it to their disadvantage.
Again, things can change. It can change but something completely away from the legislative branches and all that. Something that you know, occurred not that long ago that I think is going to have a carryover into 2025. And I know that some people probably think that maybe I'm, just thinking, you know, weird thoughts, but that CEO of the health insurance company,
right,
being shot
Thompson
in cold blood in New York City,
yep,
I think is just is a warning bell to CEOs, rich people, corporate type leaders, thinking that everything is just hunky dory in their lives.
Let me ask you about that.
I'm not throwing a threat here.
No.
I'm just saying that person who did what is a feeling that is felt by a lot of people.
Powerlessness.
Where they thought things were covered, or things that were promised them, and they're taken away from them. And I'm telling you right now that fuse is getting short. It's getting short with a lot of individuals out there. And I'm not predicting it. I'm not supporting it by all means. But I'm saying all those folks in that thing that's in that position of being a CEO or being very wealthy or corporation head, and that don't think this is just a lone situation. I think there's a lot more other restlessness that's happening out there, and it's, I hope, does not show up as being a statistic like school shootings,
right?
I find
that idea, again, I think the issue interesting in the sense that we have seen over the last number of Republican administrations, as you said, one of the first things they do is get that massive tax cut. I wonder if the feeling when you see some of the super wealthy just getting wealthier, and I mean, we read about this, where the richest handful of people getting a higher and higher percentage of the wealth of our country, whether or not if Donald Trump and the Republicans come out with another massive tax cut that does skew towards the wealthiest of our country, if there won't be a little bit more of a pushback this time around.
Why did that Syrian strongman get thrown out of office? Why was his government taken over by, you know, and basically replaced with We don't know yet.
I know. Yeah.
This is a whole big country with a whole lot of upset people who are now going to have to try to cobble a government or a way of existing in the world. And then you'll take a look at South Korea, when the leader just thought he could get away with, I'm calling martial law, and boom. It was quick, and it was not just legislative, but it was the people who really demanded, hey, this doesn't fly. This does not work for us.
And I saw something written. Why in South Korea can you have two removed from office within weeks? And in the United States of America, we saw what happened on January the 6th, 4 years ago, and nothing happened.
But remember, he was impeached twice. It's just that the Senate didn't vote to have enough votes. They had the majority of votes. They had 57 on the first one. But you needed a two-thirds vote, or 60 at least. So it's still there. The edginess and that burning that's going into some people's hearts when things are being promised them and then taken away, that's a big...
And that's along the same lines. And he's promised things taken away, and some of the things we hear about earn benefits. Again, I'm curious to see how aggressive maybe the Republicans will be in some of these legislative pieces. Again, that's a very interesting point as well. We got an information update coming up, and then more with Bob Look coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, and welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices, Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Hey, if you have a thought, what are you looking forward towards in 2025? How do you think the Democrats should respond to Donald Trump? What do you think the MAGAs are going to do in 2025? Anything on your mind when it comes to 2025? Hey, we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening in the state of Wisconsin here in just a moment as well, because there's going to be a lot to be done in a budget year here in the state of Wisconsin as well. You can join us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can call us or text us at that very number and join us that way as well. And I see that actually our stream is working. Our stream is so finicky nowadays. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. With Facebook, it's this sort of goofy. But right
sometimes
now,
you never know.
We're on it. So if you want to check us out on Facebook, you can make comments there as well as Bob waves at us. Let's talk a little bit about Wisconsin in 2025, because we just saw an election where the Democrats have closed the gap a bit in the state legislature. It is a budget year. We still have that budget surplus that they've been arguing about, where the Republicans want to use it as tax cuts and the Democrats want to use it in some other ways. How do you think the process is going to go? Is it, are we going to see a little bit more maybe talk because there's a closer margin here in Wisconsin?
I'd like to see the talk focus in on what's being ignored, and that is the education throughout the state of Wisconsin. All the school districts within the sound of our voice, and those who can't hear us, who would either hear us but either online. I know that Pat Kreitlow has a lot of discussions on his morning show with people about that situation, which, again, sometimes people, they kind of, their eyes get glossed over. They just want more money. Well, it's not they want more money. They would just like to be able to
pay the
keep
bills.
Up the bills on the bills that are there, because folks' prices do go up. you know, I just get a kick out of people, you know, just thinking that I saw that off of Facebook. There was a store that had a sign out there saying, you know, to the grocery store, well, you had your self-checkout machines. You needed them instead of paying for people to, you know, be the cashier. And it's like, you know, why don't they, if you needed that to not raise prices, why are prices raised now that you don't have people that you're paying to check us out? You know, that's a good question.
It drives me nuts. Again, I think I've said this to you before, and you kind of poo-pooed at me, but it drives me crazy because I should cut down on it, but I drink a lot of soda. But I have never paid full price for the soda. Huh? And they try to pretend that a 12-pack is $9.99. But every week, buy two, get three free. Buy two, get two free. I mean, the moving around of the blocks when it comes to pricing, I think, is something that I don't understand completely, and I don't think a lot of people understand completely.
Well, if you have a price, okay, and if people going in there will pay the top price, the business isn't going to complain because they got people to pay for it. It's just like you go to a jewelry store or you go to...
I don't know if I've seen it at the top price.
we have Menards. Yeah. Hey, 11% off. Oh, what's 11%?
We're saving it. We're saving, yeah. And yeah. It's like in your mind, hey, we're saving, so I gotta buy it.
Yeah, well, if you found something that for a better price, say you found something that you could buy for $20, but over at Menards, it's listed at $38, but... we're giving you an 11%. Well, 11% of $38 is what?
And then they show you at the bottom of the bill, you saved.
Yeah, you saved. And I always go, no, I just didn't pay that. I look at the bottom line, which is what is my cost for what I'm getting? And again, being that my family owned a grocery store, family grocery store back when I was a kid. And, you know, my dad used to do these little funny things to... how people, you can convince them they're getting a deal when they're not.
Yep.
They'd have like the vegetable type, and my dad would have like 17 cents for one, two for 35. And there'd be people running to get, two, it's saving money, two. And he would just kind of, and he'd point out to them. And then he would say, well, I'll charge you 34 cents for the two. But that's just to show you, you know, that sometimes you think you're getting a deal, but you're not.
And the thing is, it works brilliantly. I mean, it does. It works brilliantly. You think, you may not have bought it, but hey, it's on sale, so I better buy it now. And it's nuts. It is crazy, and it leads to, you know, so much else because people. Well, I mean, it leads to who you vote for. I mean, there's so much to it. It's all about advertising. I mean, the whole mentality of advertising, the whole mentality of, you know, we saw it during 2024, the whole idea of negative advertising. It may be completely baloney, but it seeps into one's mind, and all of a sudden doubts get raised, and it's nuts.
And why else would you, you're listening to your favorite radio station or watching your television station or whatever, and all of a sudden it's about 11 o'clock in the morning, and the next thing you know, you've got some of your favorite fast food places talking about, you know, buy one and get one for a dollar or something like that. And it's like,
got to do it.
You probably didn't even think of when you started your day that you're going to go stop into that drive-thru to grab something. But there you are. And you're thinking, but I got the other one for a buck. When...
you weren't going to spend any of it.
You were supposed to have zero being spent on going to that place. But it's... the free market system.
Another thing early in 2025 that keeping an eye on is the state Supreme Court race. And I wonder, and again, it just feels like, doggone it, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a better way than having all these elections that kind of cycle through. And I think we're going to turn the calendar to January. Then all of a sudden, we're going to start seeing those advertisements start up again. But it feels like that the whole idea of elections could be done better.
Well, it's the only state thing that is going to demand attention unless there's a referendum. I don't believe there is.
I think your local races. Republican structure, DPI, is also on the ballot
tonight. Well, yeah, but again, the local races are village trustees to common councils. In the spring elections, you know, there's going to be some that are going to be, but they're not going to be as financially burdensome as, say, state Supreme Court or a state U.S. senator or governor. I mean, it's still going to, there's going to be a lot of attention to this, to that state Supreme Court race here in the state of Wisconsin, for sure.
It is going to be a huge one in terms of, you know, again, control of the state Supreme Court with Ann Walsh Bradley retiring. So if the conservative, the former state attorney general, Brad Schimel, wins, all of a sudden it'll be back to a conservative majority.
Yeah, I always just have a, I cringe when I hear, when they talk about, you have to win this election to have control of the state Supreme Court.
I know.
I'm still one of those realists about democracy that the best people, you know.
So naive.
Well, I know. I'm naive, but I'm also a dreamer, and I also.
You are.
And I feel that it could happen if just the better minds would step forward and take the bull by the horns.
Oh, I just see. You're so naive. It's so cute, I gotta tell you.
Am I naive, Ian? I mean, come on.
No, certainly not.
See, Ian likes me.
Oh, yeah, Ian.
I think you're an optimist, and I'm with that. You're always trying to see the bright side.
I try to do. I really do
try to stay away from the drama of politics as much as possible. I still vote, and I still want to talk about the issues, but I just don't need all the drama. It's like a daytime soap opera or something.
And that's one of the sad things, actually, that the idea of Trump coming back. And I just have this sense that there are people that like the chaos. And I would love to be in a situation where you just sort of, you didn't have to hear about it all the time.
What did you call it, Chad? A Trump 2.0?
Trump 2.0. We're rebooting again.
Yeah, I still remember.
Sounds like a movie that somebody should make.
I remember when computers were new and we were working on computers back in the mid 80s for radio station stuff.
Yeah.
And anyway, I always would get these floppy disks as updates, right?
Right.
To the computer program because it wouldn't be working. And then it got to the point where I quit you putting in the updates, and I just reprogrammed my computer itself to work for my needs in my situation. And so the computer company after like about 4 or 5 months called and said, "Hey, how's your computer working?" I said, "Fine, works like a charm." "Oh, how did Vision 7.0 really came through?" He says, "I stopped putting in any of your at 2.5. "What?" "Yeah, I just did all this myself, restructuring it so that the computer, you know, the old thing that I learned when I first started, garbage in, garbage out." So I made sure that all these changes I did on my computer was not garbage in, because it burns you in the backside.
It's crazy how many updates computers have had over the last few years. I mean, the iPhone isn't any better. I mean, what are we on now, iPhone 17 or something? How long is it going to be before we get to iPhone 50?
Well, it's the same thing as automobiles, though. I mean, they always have new models. I mean, that's the only way they stay in business.
Well, my smartphone runs on kerosene. So.
Oh, jeez.
No, I'm just pointing out I'm rather old, okay?
And one other thing about, you know, locally, I'm kind of curious to see how Doug Dinney does in 2025, because last year, I mean, it's hard to believe. It feels like he's been in office a long time, and he was only elected last April. And I was, you know, I talked to him, and I felt like he was not going to come out here and try to be mega, and then all of a sudden he's hauling drop boxes away. We still haven't heard the ultimate result of that. But I'm just curious within town, because there's been a little bit of, I would say, friction between him and some members of the council. I'm just kind of curious to see how locally here in Wausau, whether Doug Dinney goes mega here or whether he tries to do what he said he was going to do, just try to be sort of a CEO of Wausau and sort of be a little bit under the radar. Because I was frankly disappointed when he pulled off that stunt, and it gave me a signal that maybe he's a little more mega than he was trying to put on.
Well, again, I really don't like you know, pointing to the person, say you're a mega. And,
well, that was that's a mega move because they because I'm not and I and frankly, real fast, Bob, I am not afraid to say that if you're going to pull off a crap move like that to take away people's belief in elections, then you better be called out on it. No yippee-ki-yay here for that. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm gonna call it mega because that's what mega does. They try to take away people's belief in elections, and that really annoys me to no end.
I wouldn't just label it as a mega. I just says
that was a mega move.
That was really dumb.
It was a mega move, and I am not going to back off this one, even though you would be nice about it. So,
I'm not being nice.
I mean, if it's a mega move, it's a mega move. I mean, come on. If, I'm going to be pugilistic. I think I'm going to ask you this real fast. Where do we fight then? I mean, again, you sound like okay. I'm being very close. I think sometimes we have to fight.
Well, I would.
I mean, I really do.
I would talk down to that move on his part and just say, that's really a dumb move, sir.
But then what happens? Nothing.
Well,
nothing
much is going to happen if.
Nothing. I mean, January 6th happens. Well, I guess that wasn't very nice. And now everybody's back. Everybody's going to be released from prison, and guys will be back in the White House. Doggone it! Sometimes we have to get out there and fight a little bit. I just really think that this idea, well, that's a dumb move. No, that's a mega move, and we need to call them out on. And there needs to be some sort of accountability. I mean. I'm not saying go to jail. I'm not saying be removed from office. But there should be some kind of accountability. And again, they're still investigating it. But I just sometimes think that we all sit back here and say, well, that's that's the way it is. Well, sometimes we have to say it's more than that. If it's a mega move, it's a mega move.
Well, the common sense people will identify that as such, and whether you call it mega or you call it banana.
But you have to say it. You can't just sit back and not say it.
Sometimes they win by getting you all riled up you just got to keep an eye on the prize.
I will try to take that advice under advisement. We're going to come back, and we're going to have our daily history lesson. We'll give Ian his number for the day quiz. And
I'm excited. I'm going to help out Ian.
Wrap it up coming up next. Time is 9:49 on WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you, along with Bob Look and Ian Welsh on New Year's Eve, December the 31st of 2024. It is day number 366 of this year.
And 31 years ago today, I was flying from Rapid City, South Dakota to Burbank, California to go attend the Rose Bowl with the Wisconsin Badgers and UCLA.
And UCLA. Yeah. Who would have thunk it? UCLA used to be good.
So did the Badgers. All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
But the first time that they had done that since, 1963 Rose Bowl, I believe it was. So that's 31 years.
That was a big deal.
Yes, it was.
And again, I wasn't living in the state of Wisconsin then. I was working in Rapid City, South Dakota. But I made a promise to myself and my buddy, we're going to go when they get to the Rose Bowl. We were at with the Don Morton days and all that stuff.
right.
So that's a treat.
Very, very good. That's one famous event that occurred in history. On this date in 1879, Thomas Edison demonstrated incandescent lighting to the public for the first time. Whoa. On this date in 1904, for the first New Year's Eve celebration held in Times Square, then known as Long Acre Square in New York, New York. On this date in 1955, General Motors became the first U.S. corporation to make over $1 billion in a year. On this date in 1999, 25 years ago, the United States government handed Panama Canal control over to Panama. And Donald Trump's still mad about that. On this date in 2017, the Cleveland Browns lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers 28-24. And became only the second team in NFL history to finish a season with an 0-16 record.
Ouch.
And on this date in 2021, Betty White died at the age of 99. Mm-hmm. few famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Anthony Hopkins, a big fan of Anthony Hopkins, especially in the Merchant Ivory films, like Legendary Howard's actor. End and also Remains of the Day, but obviously well known as Donald Trump's buddy, Dr. Hannibal Lecter, 87 years old today. Oscar award-winning actor Ben Kingsley turns 81. B.B. Newworth played Lilith Sternan Crane on Cheers. Also a Broadway star, 66. Val Kilmer, one of the many Batmen, is 65. Joey McIntyre, New Kids on the Block, is 52. Gymnast Gabby Douglas is 29 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events. It is New Year's Eve. It is Make Up Your Mind Day. You've waited 366 days.
I think a lot
Now's the day to do it.
Yeah.
It is Champagne Day. It is No Interruptions Day, so no interruptions here. And it's World Peace Meditation Day.
All right.
So that is special events. And now it is time to see if Ian can make it two in a row.
Last one of the year.
And the last one of the year with our number one for the day quiz.
Well, this better be a good topic.
Well, the topic is dog owners.
Oh, wow.
Dog
owners. It's a weird one.
Okay.
I thought, you a dog fan, Ian? You like dogs?
I am a dog fan.
Are you an owner? You have a dog?
I don't have a dog. I have a cat.
Oh, well then.
I've always wanted a dog.
All right. The number for the day. The percentage of dog owners who say they have set up a social media account for their dog.
So, who say they set one up or they actually did?
Well, they say they did.
Yeah, so, they're going by the honor system.
You know, it's like, are you thinking they're lying about this? Are they saying they're not? But the percentage of dog owners who say they have set up a social media account for their dog.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 14%? Is the correct answer 34%? Is the correct answer 54%?
14, 34, 54.
And you're on social media, so do you see a lot of?
Oh, I see a lot of dog.
Really,
a lot of pictures and stuff. But
I've never seen
videos.
I don't get many suggestions saying make Fido your friend. But
no, I don't have accounts from a past. I see their owners who take a lot of pictures.
So,
of pets,
so you would think that if there's, well, I'm not going to say anything more. But well, that's just 14%, 34%, 54% percentage of dog owners who say they have set up a social media account for their dog.
I'm going to take advantage of this. I'm going to phone my good friend Bob to look to see if I can get a little help on this one.
Yes.
Bob, what do you think?
34% sounds, because it's not actual, it's just they're saying. But I think realistically, I only can think 14% would do that.
Hmm.
I mean, but that's when he mentioned that they say they do it. Like, I used to always show pictures of my dogs on but I never opened up a thing for them. They were just part of my regular thing. So I'd say 14%, and I hope I'm right.
Okay, I'm going to go with Bob on this one. I'm going to say 14% of dog owners say they set up social media accounts. A final answer for 2024, I'm going with the smallest number.
All right, the percentage of dog owners who say they have set up a social media account for their dog is 14%.
Yes!
Thank you, Bob.
Roll Tide.
I think he's going to get on the phone every day and give you a ring.
I know. I'll be sitting at home, and all of a sudden my phone's going to go off. Oh, it's like
great way to end the new.
So 2 out of 2 this week.
Great way to end 2024.
Oh, man, you are on a roll.
Hey, give me your paw. High five.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for being here. I tell you.
Happy New Year, everybody.
And we'll catch you in a couple of weeks. Badgers home this weekend, by any chance?
No, they're in Michigan State. Thursday night game, Big Ten Network. And Saturday, they'll be playing at Wrigley Field Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That'll be cool to watch.
Michigan State for the hockey team.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Ian. Happy New Year to you, too. Stick around. Coming up next, it will be Matt and Air on Air right here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.